Welcome to episode 4 of my podcast, Profiling the Unprofiled. I'm your host, Matthew McNaughton. In this week's episode, I will be taking a look at the Canadian rock band, The Arkells. Known across Canada, The Arkells have been making music since 2006. You may recognize their songs, Knocking at the Door, That's Me! People's Champ, and Years in the Making. Although they have the talent and recognition to make a name for themselves in the States and beyond, the band takes pride in staying in Canada. This is similar to another almost exclusively Canadian band, the Tragically Hip. The band is named after a street located in Hamilton, Ontario, where the band members would rehearse on. It was formed by lead vocalist Max Kerman and guitarist Mike DeAngelis while they were both attending McMaster University. Other members are guitarist Anthony Carone, bass guitarist Nick Dica, drummer Tim Oxford, and Dan Griffin, who also plays guitar. Campfire Chords is the group's most recent album, and unlike their previous ones, it's a lot softer. This album consists of acoustic versions of their previous hits, as well as a new song called Quitting You. Campfire Chords began production in 2020 when the group was in quarantine. Many fans have been wanting stripped-down versions of Arkells songs for years. They took this time while not touring to grant this wish. Here is Max discussing the simplicity of the acoustic songs on the new record.
But when you think about it, a lot of, you know, the timeless songs are just three chords. But, you know, Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison or Hey Jude by the Beatles, you know, those are just a few chords and a really good sentiment. So I think thinking about that as a songwriter has been a really good challenge for our band. And thinking about, like, can we really make an impact in 3.5 minutes with something really simple? And that's just a lot easier said than done.
On the weekend of August 13th, the Arkells will be performing their first shows since the beginning of the pandemic. At Budweiser Stage in Toronto, the group will be performing from the 13th to the 15th. Originally supposed to be 2 shows, the third was added due to popular demand. This looks to be the beginning of a tour, as the band has stated more dates will be added soon. In 2021, the group released 2 new singles, You Can Get It and All Roads. The former song is a collaboration with another successful Canadian band called Kayflay. As more and more music is released, it will be exciting to see whether the band wants to go global. I spoke with Arkells fan Amanda Nolan about this and more. Do you think the Arkells will ever try to become more widely known outside of Canada?
I certainly hope so. I know they played a lot of small venues and worked really hard to get further along in the music business. They definitely deserve it. They know how to put on a show, and their music is fantastic. I'd say it's only a matter of time before our little Canadian secret is exposed.
How do the Arkells compare to other bands you listen to?
Well, the Arkells are just so full of energy. I find myself listening to them a lot when I'm getting ready to go out. Other bands I listen to can be a bit too mellow, especially if I'm feeling a bit down. It's definitely the Arkells that can give me that little extra boost that I'm in need of.
You mentioned you went to one of their shows in 2019. How was it?
It was amazing. Like I said before, they have so much energy. To see them live was an awesome experience. They definitely know what they're doing, and they're very good at it. They just seem to know how to connect with their audience. Everyone was up on their feet, singing and dancing. The crowd, you could tell, was just having an amazing time. It was quite the experience.
My name is Matthew McNaughton. Thanks for listening to another episode of Profiling the Unprofiled.